AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Wyoming's Liz Cheney is out as the number three Republican in the House. She lost her leadership role over critical comments about former President Donald Trump and his false claims of election fraud and his role in inciting the Capitol riot in January. Cheney says Donald Trump is still a danger.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
Illinois Republican Adam Kitzinger says the only thing Cheney is guilty of is telling the truth.
The truth is that the election was not stolen. 74 million voters were not disenfranchised. They were just outnumbered. And it's important for our party to take inventory of that and go out and win the next election.
Cheney's leadership replacement is expected to be New York's Elise Stefanik. Former Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller told the Congressional Committee why he wanted the military to have a limited involvement in response to the January Capitol riot.
During that time, there was irresponsible commentary by the media about a possible military coup or that advisors to the president were advocating the declaration of martial law. I was also very cognizant of the fears and concerns about the prior use of the military in June 2020 response to protests near the White House.
Miller says the Defense Department has an extremely poor record in supporting domestic law enforcement. He mentioned the shooting deaths 51 years ago of four students at Kent State University by Ohio National Guard members. More than 1,000 gas stations in the South have run out of fuel. A hack of the nation's largest fuel pipeline led to panic buying. A judge in Minnesota ruled there were aggravating factors in the death of George Floyd, which could mean a longer sentence for former police officer Derek Chauvin. He was convicted of murder and manslaughter. Inflation struck the economy last month, consumer prices making the largest monthly jump in more than a decade. Big losses to start the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. Bill Mathis in Sterling Heights, Michigan, loved being a teacher up until the start of the coronavirus pandemic.
This time last year, we were heroes. The teacher hero posts were everywhere. I was getting emails from parents saying, I'm doing such a good job. And then summer happened and it was over.
It was a dream job until Mathis decided enough was enough.
It might have been one of the hardest days of my life. Was to tell my kids I'm quitting.
Mathis has taken a new job in Michigan's newly legalized cannabis industry.
Why are all the teachers leaving me? Because they make 40K a year. Why are all the teachers leaving me? Because they have 165 kids in their day. That's impossible.
Elizabeth Linos is a behavioral scientist at UC Berkeley. She says there are a lot of people like Bill Mathis.
Anxiety is increasing. And so we expect that the rates are going to kind of stay high for public servants for a while.
There are mental breakdowns, substance abuse, and even suicide, especially among first responders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.